The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Hey. What are you doing?
How you doing, guys? Forget about a show.
We're Celebrity Pizza Guy. Where we been? What we've been doing?
And if we're on, we're on.
If we're on, we're on.
I hope there's no technical difficulties this week, because last week was a blunder.
A blunder, but we were in wild wind, weren't we?
Yeah, we were in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we were in Las Vegas, and oh my God, that was a big forget about it.
Yeah, you could say that.
I love Vegas, but boy, I'll tell you, just the winds and everything was just kind of crazy. The snow going in and all that was nuts. And up here in Redding, California right now, we have beautiful sunny skies.
Yeah, 70 degrees today. Beautiful.
Yeah, we're doing really good. I think we're going to have a good one, not to forget about it, show today. So, you know, we have our guest today that is, he's a renowned child actor, producer. God, he does everything. A keynote speaker. He does quite a few different things. And clear back in the days of Bob Hope's show, and is now
with Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, with Sammy Davis Jr. And he's really into being involved in some wonderful programs to support the youth. And Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe of the week, and the nutritional fact is the other thing we're going to be talking about. And
the U.S. News.
Yeah, and right now we got the forget
about
news.
We're going to have Ronnie Allen Rippey on,
yeah.
Who was a child actor at the age of basically, he was in first grade.
And that's amazing.
And he was a star at
yes, absolutely.
In his first grade of school. Where he became a somebody from a nobody.
Now, don't give it all away.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
All right, well, wait a minute.
What's that?
We have the weather of the week.
We do. Tell us the weather.
Okay. In Reading, it's 68 degrees. Ocean City, New Jersey, 65. Wow. Miami, Florida, 77. Vineland, New Jersey, 65. Las Vegas is 61.
Ha-ha.
Los Angeles, 71.
Then.
And we have Orlando, Florida, 77. Oh. And Port St. Lucie, 74. And there's your weather of the day.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you know, also, too, we've got some different things that I want to talk about. And it's about social media. And is it easy or not to find someone on the Internet? What do you think?
It's easy.
You think it's easy? Well, I got news for you.
Well, it's easy way.
It's easy way if you do it the easy
That's
way.
That's right.
But here's my point. So,
forget
when
about
looking
it.
For someone, do you find it difficult or do you find it easy?
I don't go looking for
How
people,
many listings?
I'm not a stalker.
You're not a That's funny. I love that. Yeah, we could call it the stalker, you know. But anyway, so how many listings
There's
do you find?
There's a lot of stalkers out there that go look for people.
Yeah, but that's not what this
Did
is about.
Did you hear that?
That's not what this
oh,
is about.
Oh, yeah. Forget about
okay.
it.
Okay. So how many listings do you find that make no sense? When you contact or you try to look someone up, and you want to go onto their website, or you phone call them.
Or you Facebook them.
Yeah, you Facebook them, or whatever it is you do. Does it really explain what you're doing or who you're getting a hold of? You know, we experience that.
Well, if you're looking for the person
well,
that you're looking for,
that.
Well,
you remember?
You have to do what you got to do.
Yep. Anyway, the whole thing.
Come on back at me.
So I'm trying to. Here's the thing. We went looking for somebody this week because we needed to get some information. And, you know, it truly is the not-so-easy way or the easy way. And I went looking for it. You looked for it, and we pulled up the different information. But, you know, it is about whether you're ranked on Google, if you're really credible, or if you're just some website that people chase and make phone calls and nobody ever answers
or
back.
Or you're Manny Moe and Jack.
You cracked me up, oh my God. And so he's a real comedy comedster.
Yeah, I have a little comedy.
Yeah,
you
do.
In your win.
So anyway, so we called, and you know, then you're sitting there waiting after you go onto this website trying to wait for these people to call you.
Oh, you're talking about.
No, we're not going to say what it is. But the point is that how many of you do that? And you just want to find the listing or you want to find someone. You want it to be simple. So there is an easy way to do it. And it is about, you know, how they're ranked googly and googly.
No, it's called Google.
There's a oh, that's funny. Anyways, okay. I mean,
yeah, she's laughing so hard she came and thought, forget about it.
I mean, that's a first.
Come on.
So honestly, so.
Do I do that to you?
You do.
Go on.
So really, truly, you know, I give some word of advice out there. If you're going to list yourself out there on the internet and you're going to build your website, go to someone that's reputable. We have someone that, you know, we're working with and, you know, we're trying to create our website. And when it comes out, it's going to be just an amazing site. And I know that Eric Zuli just had one come out.
It's going to be shebang.
Shebang, yes. And Eric Zuli just had one out under ericzuli.com. And, you know, it's beautiful. But here's the thing.
How you're represented
really is a big deal.
Ours is going to be shebang.
And so when you put yourself out there, make sure you represent yourself correctly so that people can find you easily, especially when they're miles and miles away and need to resource out.
Sure.
So on that note, we're going to go to commercial.
Okay.
All right.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Baby.
We'll see you in a minute.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
We do it the easy way, that's for sure. But, yeah.
Hey there. Hi there. Who there?
Yes. And where are we?
We got a special today.
Yeah, the special today is, so we have this wonderful gentleman who's known and his debut on the Bob Hope Show with Sammy Davis Jr., where he danced as a child actor. And he was well known in the 70s, which, of course, some of us.
He's done shows, TV shows.
Yes, he has. He's done TV shows. And, you know, he's done so many different things. He had, you know, a political career where he ran for mayor of
Compton
in California here. And also is involved in an educational process guide of youth. He's guiding the youth to excellence. And, you know, we want to welcome Rodney Allen Rippey.
How are you?
Hey. How you doing, Rodney?
Vivian, how are you doing?
What's going on, my man?
Oh, it's going wonderful. Man, we got beautiful Southern California there, and we're just having a great day.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, well, you're down where all the energy is, that's for sure. You know, you're down in Los Angeles, so, you know, every time we come down there, we're always getting revved up, and then we come back up here and we calm down.
Hey, well, you know,
he's talking about the weather.
I know, he's talking about the weather.
Well, the weather up here is usually raining.
There
down in Southern California, forget about it.
That's right.
So, Rodney, how you doing?
Man, it's been wonderful, you know. But, you know, I've been hanging out here, man. We've had some, you know, the Emmys rolling in town, the Oscars came through, and, you know, and you know, going back just during the holidays, had the opportunity to attend a wonderful holiday event, you know, that Easy Way put on, man. And, you know, they were doing a big toy drive, and it was great to see Eric out there doing his thing, and a lot of people showed up, and so it's just good, man. We're in a very good space. There's a lot of great things going on.
Well, that's good. That's awesome. So
and then we got this huge event coming up on March 11th,
which we're not going to get to yet because
we're
going to get into you right now because we want to
get your bio and, you know, let the guests that are listening to the radio show hear about your adventure of what you went through in life. So, Rodney, where were you born at?
Yeah, where were you born?
You know what? I was born on the west side of Long Beach in Long Beach, California.
Thank you.
You know, just grew up in a really middle-class neighborhood, and I was just one of the kids on the block. And it was back in 1972. My mom, one afternoon, I was sitting in the living room watching The Little Rascals, and my mom...
The Little Rascals.
Oh. Yeah, and my mom kept, huh?
My favorite show.
Yeah.
Oh, your show. So I'm watching The Little Rascals, and I keep cracking up, and I'm laughing, and my mom comes in the room and asks me what's so funny, and I tell her I was laughing at Buckwheat. So she said,
Buckwheat. Well, I was going to say that.
Yeah, and she's like, so you think you could do that? And I told her, I said, yep. And so my mom, being the wonderful mom that she was, she picks up the Yellow Pages and starts making calls. And before you know it, the most incredible thing is she had me, my sister Beverly Lee, and my brother signed up with an agent. And so we started like any other family, you know, and it turned out that my sister, she got a call for a commercial and landed it for Banquet's Fried Chicken, the old frozen chicken company.
Oh, wow.
My brother, he got a call out for the old Coca-Cola commercial, the historic, I like to teach the world to sing. And so I'm the baby of the bunch. Yeah, I'm the baby of the bunch. And then I got a call for Jack in the Box and went on the audition. And lo and behold, man, I landed the biggest commercial of my career. My first job, first audition, I landed the biggest commercial campaign thus far in my career.
Wow. So then what happened?
Well, I mean, no one knew that it was going to blow up into the phenomenon that it did, but it did. And from the Jack in the Box campaign, it kind of snowballed. We started doing a whole series of commercials. Mattel Toy produced a doll after me. Before long, there was a song that I sang on one of the commercials, Take Life a Little Easier, which actually spun off and became its own album that was released by Bell Records. And I'm humbled to say I'm the youngest person to ever chart on Billboard. And so,
wow, that's so awesome.
Well, I remember you back in the 70s, let me tell you.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It was an awesome time.
Well,
you were great.
That's where it all got started. And so,
you were on the Merv Griffin show, weren't you?
Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas, Dinah Shore, Merv Griffin, Johnny.
You did them all.
The real Hollywood, man. I'm telling you, nothing was like that era. Nothing was like that time. And it was just great writers. And you know, I did, you know, I had the pleasure of doing a couple of episodes of Laugh-In. I mean, Laugh-In had, I mean, you know, the real top comedians of that whole time, you know, and it was just amazing. It was simply amazing.
Well, I think that time in, you know, in all of our lives was a, you know, just in my opinion, I think that we grew up in such a great, great time compared to, you know, times now. I think that, you know, we had more of a family atmosphere. I think that people were more into the people in their household than all the people outside their household. And so we were more focused on really paying attention to the programs that we watched.
Back then we didn't have internet. Back then we didn't have computers. Right. Back then we didn't have anything other than a TV and a radio.
Which we're grateful that we do have this and everything, but when it comes to, you know, the programs and the shows that we watch, I think that it's really good to take a minute to, you know, break away and really zone into it and really enjoy what's on the TV. That's for sure.
Exactly. And I mean, and it was a different era, it was a different time. And it's just, it's great, you know, to see where Hollywood's going now. You know, we just came off of Oscar season. It's great. I mean, it is just, you know, the movies, you know, and now I'm just playing catch up and going and seeing these great movies and learn as much as
good.
I, and it's just wow. I mean, it's remarkable.
So Rodney,
yes, sir.
You grew up in California.
Uh-huh.
What school did you go to in high school and
yeah, where'd
did
you get
you go
your
to college and all that good stuff?
Well, believe it or not, I grew up in Long Beach and went to elementary school there, but my family in 1980 moved to North Carolina. And it was
really?
A family.
Really?
And, yep.
That's quite a ways away.
Believe it or not, right after my last movie I did when I was a kid was Oh God, Book Two with George Burns. And so right
I
after
saw
the,
that.
We,
oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Right after that movie, we packed up and we moved to North Carolina. And it was a family decision. My folks retired there. I was there from high school. So I actually went to high school, went to Southeast Guilford. Shout out to all the wonderful Southeast Falcons out there, my brothers and sisters I went to school with. And I started college, believe it or not, at a community college. What was it? It was Guilford Technical Community College. I started there. And after that, I, you know, at the time, there was one little lull and one sad point was the loss of my mom when I was a senior in high school. And after that, I decided I'm going to go back to California. I'm going to go to college. So I, at the age of 19, packed up my 1968 Mustang and I drove back to Los Angeles and I got enrolled into college. And I started out, I actually jumped at Cerritos College and jumped from Cerritos to Cal State Dominguez Hills, where I got my degree in marketing and advertising, and haven't looked back since.
Well, you know, that's awesome. And so do you feel that's what got you into your next phase of your career?
Almost definitely. You know, Hollywood is something that it's, you know, once you're in it, it's in your bones. It's just a way of life.
That's for sure.
But you always want to have something great to fall back on. And so me, I always was a very creative person and liked to write and things. And so I went by the way of marketing and advertising. And because my whole life was that, when I, you know, at the age of 3, I was a pitch man, and I kind of learned at such early age that this is about advertising. It's about selling burgers. It's about, you know, influencing people and helping guide people's, you know, buying decision. And so that's what happened. And I learned that, and I took a real heart to that. And so that's why I got my degree in it. I started my own marketing PR company. I've worked with just tons of great people, you know, and there's a lot that I'm going to, you know, get into a little bit later, but, you know, I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of great people. I've worked for ABC News here in Los Angeles. I worked for Westwood One. I've worked for,
well, you've
goodness.
Worked for quite a few people.
It's all about
yeah.
marketing. It's all about marketing and media and getting yourself out there and branded.
Now you, I understand you got into a little bit of a political career there for a while. So what exactly prompted you to do that? I mean, obviously, being in marketing, you're more outgoing, and obviously you were into acting and all these different things. So you definitely were an extrovert, that's for sure. But I really do think that a lot of times when people get into politics, they have a purpose behind it and they want to, you know, do something special. So what was your reason for doing that and why?
And, well, believe it or not, I grew up in Long Beach. I went to college at Cal State Dominguez Hills, which is in Carson. Believe it or not, Carson is like literally a mile and a half away from Compton. And so the strangest thing that happened was I actually had talked to some people, and they were telling me that they wanted to really change the image of Compton, that they really wanted somebody to come in and to make a difference. And I said, what the heck? You know, they said, we want someone like you. So I said, okay. So I made a decision.
You
I
ran
got involved,
for mayor.
And I ran for mayor.
That's very cool. Well, I grew up in, in 79, I graduated from South High in Torrance. And I remember working, you know, just temporary positions in Compton and Carson, because that's where all the industrial offices were. And, you know, it was a very different time back then. But, you know, I think
Compton's a tough city.
But, you know, there's other tough cities, too. I mean, there's Inglewood, there's Hawthorne. I mean, there's different places around there, even
Compton.
Back then. That I mean, and Compton, of course, now and compared to back then, you know, I mean, things do evolve and they do change. But I think that for someone to want you to make a difference in a place that where, you know, things need to be changed, I think that's awesome. That really was great that you stepped up to do that.
Well, there were, and to answer your question, I had big visions and still do by way of business mm-hmm. and like that, because they need job creation. They need, you know,
right,
the facelift. They need an image makeover, because the whole thing about it is it's not standing back judging. It's like when you look at other cities around it, there's action, there's building, there's growth. And that it isn't just Compton. It's every city in the nation. Every city needs to be expanding and bettering itself.
They do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
I could.
Don't you find some towns don't let them though? You know, like it depends on how small the town is. You know, like towns up here, they're still the same.
Yeah.
Like if, you know, you could ride a horse into them. You know,
yeah.
Because nobody wants to grow.
Yeah, every city's different, but I assure you, the people, because where Compton is situated, it's in one of the most prime real estate. I mean, there are multi-million and billion-dollar companies within a 5-minute drive from downtown. The whole point is, how do we, you know, or at that time the question was how do we take advantage of that and connect up with the business. But needless to say, I ran, I did not win, but Everybody knew exactly what I was saying, turned out to be exactly right. Because I was like, I was talking, you know, tax revenue, you know, job creation, real core things, and everybody kind of slept it off. But now they see I was dead on the money.
Right. No kidding. And what an experience that had to be, you know, I mean, to just the preparation alone. I mean, gosh, after watching Trump and all the different things and Clinton, Hillary Clinton going through their situations at different levels of, you know, of just the political aspirations. I think that it's got to be something that everybody should try to do. You have questions.
I have questions.
He loves questions. Okay.
There you go, Rodney. So how was
yeah.
it with
the political race?
How was it with Sammy Davis Jr. when you were a little kid?
Gracious. Oh, boy, we rabbit hopped. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. You know,
Do you know his son, Manny?
You know what? I did not have a pleasure of meeting him. That night, it was an event. And I had an opportunity to do a dance number with him. And even at that early age, my parents told me, Rodney, he is a huge, huge legend. This is an honor of the one of the biggest honors of all, you know, to be able to dance mm-hmm. with him and his number. And so I took it. It was a business. Even and a lot of people have asked me, how did I manage to go through career? It was because of my loving mother and my family who stood behind me. And I knew at the age of 3 and a half, 4, this was a business. This was not, you know, playtime that, you know, my mom told me, Rodney, do you see all these people standing around? You see all these lights? She goes, it costs a lot of money for these people to be here working with you. She goes, sweetheart, all I want you to do is just do your job. Don't worry about nothing else. Just do your job. And my mom.
That's right.
Well, that was good advice from her. I think she really did show you lots of love by telling you that.
Did you ever meet Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra?
You know, I did not. I did not meet Dean and Frank, but I, you know, like I said, I did meet, you know, other great legends like Johnny Carson, Mel Brooks.
Johnny, yeah.
Johnny Carson.
Yep, I did the Johnny Carson show, and that was just, you know, that was epic. It really was.
Boy, that's for sure.
That's a class.
Forget about that one. That was good. Yeah. You know, so here's the deal. So, you know, I think that you really have had such an amazing career and it's evolved in all these different phases and whatnot.
And
now that brings us to the gentleman who introduced us to you, which is Bill Montgomery. And, you know, he's...
Without Bill Montgomery, we would have met you today.
Yeah, we would never have met you. And I think that that's just a gracious thing. And we're really looking forward to what we're getting ready to do. And that brings us to really the platform of what it is that we're going to be doing this
March
catering 11th. Thing with you guys in March 11th. And so what exactly is Prime Motivation? And how did you get involved in all this? And how did this all come about?
Well, Penny, you're actually right. You know, hats off to Bill Montgomery. And Bill has been involved in the automotive industry and, you know, for quite some time in the aftermarket world. And one of the things that happened, I met Bill through some people. And what Prime Motivation is, as you know, all across the country, our young people are suffering in schools because they've taken away the arts. They've taken away woodworking class. They've taken away metal. They've taken away the automotive. And Prime Motivation is a 501c3 that has taken up the charge to really bring vocational opportunities back into the school systems and all throughout Southern California. And we want to take this thing nationwide, but we're Southern California based. They're based out of Chula Vista, California, but we are doing action from the Valley all the way back down to San Diego. And we go into the schools and we set up these assemblies. You don't just set up assemblies that are just, you know, humdrum.
Right.
We bring the flash. I mean, we bring the $100,000 cars, we bring the manufacturers, the aftermarket, the things that inspire kids and get them asking questions. And the ultimate goal is we want to go into the school system and bring back these vocational opportunities. And a lot of people don't realize 63% of all kids never go to college. But if they get a vocational direction, they could, within 2 years, could be earning anywhere between, you know, $50,000 to $80,000 a year. You can make a good solid.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, you know, this is crazy that you talk about this. My son is going to diesel mechanic school. And, you know, I thought for sure he was going to be a, you know, an engineer or something like that. And, of course, he's been around wheels since he was 3. And he says, Mom, I want to go to diesel mechanic school. And I said, really? And I remember when we were kids, you know, we had all that kind of stuff. But now you're right. Nowadays, they just don't have it anymore. So this program, how it takes 2 years, you're saying, and then where do they go from there? Do you guys, does the program help them to find jobs, or do you kind of have counselors that work with them, or how does that work?
Well, what we do, what prime motivation is, we are the event side, and we bring in people who specialize in these, these different schools. These are like the, you know, the Wild Techs of the world. There's so many different schools that we have sit with in the past few months, and these people literally they show up, they pitch a booth, and they're there to show their wares and to talk to the kids and say, look, this is what we offer, and a lot of people don't know. The automotive industries, I mean, the big, massive automotive industry, trillion-dollar industry, they have a currently looking for more female automotive designers. So young girls young have an opportunity to get into a good old boys club and literally start looking at a direction of automotive design. And what we're doing this event for on March 11th, it's a fundraiser. You know, we're going to have a massive car show on March 11th. It's going to be in beautiful Brea, California. It's the All-Star Cup. They're going to be, some of the best car clubs of Southern California. They're all going to show up. And really, it's more a networking opportunity for businesses to come out and to set up a booth and network and really engage young people. And so we're very fortunate to be connecting up. We're reaching out to major media like Easy Way Broadcast. Shout out to Easy, because, you know, he's going to be there and hopefully some of his people, and help us really to bring exposure to this terrible situation. So we're fighting for the arts. We're fighting for broadcast.
Right. Absolutely.
We're starting the Teen Day radio broadcast, and that's another opportunity where when you start talking about vocational opportunities, we want to give young people a voice, and we're creating our own internet radio station. So we're going to be launching our own standalone radio broadcast and connecting young people from around the world.
That's fantastic.
We got great people like the Duke's Car Club. They're going to be there. I mean, so many people. Chariots, there's a technology that's going to be going to have a digital judging that's never been used before, that it's going to be designed by a company called Chariots. They're going to be there. So many great things. So many great things.
Yes,
Zarani, how do you know Eric Zulli?
Yeah, how do you know Eric Zulli?
You know what? I've known Eric Zulli.
Forget about it.
You know, exactly. I know him through Forget About It. No, actually, I know.
Recorded.
Exactly.
Man, do that one more time.
Wait. I want to hear that again.
You want me to do it again? Forget about it. There you go.
You'll be
fine. Well, no, seriously, Eric Zulli is a guy, he's a young man, and I used to hit these red carpets up in L.A., and I'm at these big events, and there was this young guy, tall, wiry guy, and he was there, a microphone, and he's getting these interviews, and he was like nobody. I mean, he's like nobody.
Right.
And this guy went from being a standalone guy with a microphone and a little bitty handheld consumer-based video camera to this full-blown production guy with staff and people and a digital technology that's connecting businesses.
Yeah.
And he's
constantly
on.
Forget about it.
I mean, that boy is bad to the bony rony. He really is. And so shout out.
He went from a kid with a video camera and a microphone to being someone who he is today.
And he does
things
totally different than anybody else.
And that's called Forget About It, because what he has done and what he's accomplished in life, let me tell you, he went from zero to 100.
Exactly. And that's awesome. That's awesome that you got to see that, though, because, you know, it really says a lot.
There are a lot of people out there denouncing him, saying that he's this and that and this and that. He's not who he is.
But he's everything that he says
he is. because they did.
Well, you can't hate. You know, like I said, people.
Yeah,
that's one thing about. That's one thing about success. You know, the best success is proving folks wrong, and you just do what you got to do. A lot of times,
it never happens.
It never happens at anybody else's pace. And let me tell you, while other people are sitting around, you know, flapping their jaws, he's getting it done. So hats off to him.
He does.
You know, God bless you. Continued success to you. And, you know, we've got events, and we're happy to have his support. And I appreciate everything he's doing with Easy Way and with Forget About It. And you, Penny, and Nick, you guys are doing great things.
Celebrity Pizza Guy.
Yeah, well, you know, once you taste Celebrity Pizza Guy's pizza, that's a big forget about it.
On March 11th, guess what you're doing? You're going to create your own pizza.
That's right. That's right. You're going to create your own pizza, and that's what he does.
You're going to come into the pizza truck and create your own pizza. It's going to be filmed by Eric, and forget about it.
Absolutely.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I'm an avid cook myself. I love to cook, and, man,
well,
I'm
you can
always...
come in to help us.
Hey,
no,
we could
film the two of you cooking together. That would be awesome.
Hey, no problem. Hey, I got mean chopping skills. I can get it down. No problem.
Let's go.
Good deal.
I need a prep cook.
Yeah. Well, we hear there's going to be the masses at your event, so
yeah,
definitely.
3,000 to 5,000 people. I'm going to need some extra help.
Yeah, we're
going to
need some new chopping.
Hey, we're going to have you in the kitchen with me, and they're going to be filming it. And you know what? It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe we might put that on TV.
Yeah, well, we're going to have
that sounds good.
Yeah, he's going to have his pizza cooking show, and I'll tell you that.
We got Rodney and the Celebrity Pizza Guy creating pizzas in the pizza truck.
And here we have our assistant, able-bodied assistant, and here we have Rodney.
Hey, sounds great.
There you go. Let's rock and roll.
So tell us, besides our wonderful food that's going to be there, what exactly do we expect to see there?
Well, let me tell you something. We are so honored to have with us Sergeant Major Howard from Full Metal Jacket. He's also CEO and founder of Fueled by the Fallen. A lot of people, if you get a chance, go to www.fbtf.org. Again, that is FBTF.org, Fueled by the Fallen.
Okay.
And this major actor, he's going to be there, and what he has done, you've got to see his display. He's got a series of brand new Chevrolet Camaros, and they have all the names of the fallen from 9/11. And he's all around the country. He's been so recognized for what he's doing, and he wants to keep these people's, you know, memory alive. There's also going to be actor Lou Pizzario from Operation Repo. He's going to be there. We have music artist Dominique Jackson. Believe it or not, this is the first cousin of the world famous
Michael Jackson.
Dominique's going to be there. I'm going to be there as a host and spokesman for Prime Motivation. We got the American Red Cross, Bill Montgomery, whose cousin, believe it or not, it's Katherine Johnson, the star behind and the image behind Hidden Figures, the movie. Believe it or not, Bill Montgomery's real-life cousin is Katherine Johnson. So he's awesome. We're going to have music by the Ginger Roots, who they're the opening act for Ziggy Marley, Thump Records CEO.
Oh, wow.
Bill Walker, he's going to be there. They're going to be selling music, so if you love Thump Records, you can come buy great music. We're going to have the nation's premier transportation company, Plycar. They're going to be there. DJ Chris FM, the original Lowrider Magazine DJ. We're going to have a second DJ, DJ Michael Irving. We're going to have the world-class race car driver and minister, and he's going to be from, Motor Gospel Ministries. He's going to be there and act. And like I said, Lou Pizzario, man, we're going to have so much fun. And we just want you to come out. It's family friendly. It's free. You know, come out, take a shot, put your votes in on all of these hot cars, and please come.
Great.
prepared.
Yes,
come
it's
prepared.
It's a free event.
Yeah, it's a free event. Please come and be prepared to give a little something to Prime Motivation, because we want to take this high school tour on the road. We've already got schools that are committed, and, you know, Prime Motivation needs all the fuel it can get to take this thing on the road.
Absolutely.
Make a difference in young people's lives.
That's awesome.
And don't forget, Celebrity Pizza Guy is going to be there.
Yeah, CPG Catering Events. We're going to be there. We're going to be over in the VIP section selling all our pizza and T-shirts and
cheesesteaks.
Yeah, cheesesteaks. And we're going to make some different
Brad
foods. But the main thing that we want people to taste is the pizza.
We're going to have a pizza truck. It's going to be awesome.
And Easy Way is going to have their whole setup there, and they're going to be helping out, like you said. And well, that's fantastic. And you
sell,
don't forget.
Celebrity Pizza Guy's T-shirts.
Yes.
Let's sell them.
Yeah,
them
we want to get our name out there for sure. But we want you to make sure you don't forget to come over by us. And yeah, I know you're going to be really busy and everything with running.
No, we're coming to get a pizza. Sure.
Oh no, we're going to be hanging out all afternoon. And again, I did want to say that, you know, Prime Motivation has gotten a great nod from Senator and boxing sensation Manny Pacquiao and Cliff,
yeah.
The bodyguard, you know, the actual bodyguard.
Yeah,
he's going to
be Pacquiao.
Oh, man, it's going to be great.
Well,
it's going to be
you
great.
Know, we also heard that Eric Zulli's, he does lots of freestyling on the mic and speaking, and, you know, he's a really good dancer. You should have seen what he did at one of the events we did. You know, it was like they needed someone to stall for time, and oh, my God, he was the show. And, you know, he's very entertaining on the mic. I think that he's just such a natural. So, you know, I think, yeah, definitely. I think when you come over and we do all the stuff we do, I think it'll be amazing.
And they've also got me in, seeing how I'm going to be kind of doing a little bit of hosting. They want me to start kick off the day with doing the national, you know, singing the national anthem. So I'm excited. So we're gonna have a fun day. We're praying for great weather, and we want everyone in Southern California.
It's gonna be 75 degrees and sunny. The weatherman Nick is here. Forget about
it. Weatherman Nick. He's not just
the
pizza guy.
75 degrees and sunny.
That's it.
I got that dialed in.
Yeah.
I made a message to God. We
yeah, we need lots of sun so we can sell lots of pizza and have lots of fun.
And have a beautiful time.
There we go. That's what we need. And, you know, we want everyone to, you know, come out. It's in Brea, California. It's just going to – it's very, very – it's going to be a really nice location. It's going to be located at 2664 Saturn Street in Brea, California. 92821. It's going to go from 9 to 4 p.m. And that's where we're going to be posting it at. Again, 2664 Saturn Street in Brea, California, 92821. If you have any questions, you can go to the International All Stars Facebook page. There's tons of information. Again, that's International All Stars, and that's on Facebook. And or you can reach out to Prime Motivation. And again, that's
PrimeMotivation.com.
And we're hoping that, you know, I'm dear friends with a cat named James Andrew, who's there in La Habra. He's tailored to the stars. Hopefully James will come through. Fantastic
mm-hmm.
tailor. Working on a lot of feature films. And so, you know, I'm calling all my friends and saying, hey, come out, hang out, have a good time. Meet some people. We got What's Up Headliners. We got Von Dutch, EP Racing, Alan Ed's Auto Sound, Builds. They are a custom car company. White Line. Man, we got Enros. We got Dreamwave. And shout out to Dreamwave because
wow,
we're going to be
quite a few.
Oh, yeah. We've got some great sponsors, and we want more. Can-In Filters. Thank you. Again, Power All. This event is going to take place at the Power All facility. And again,
well, that's,
Mark,
it's on ericzulli.com with over 4
Yeah, we've got
hold on, with over 4,000 visitors monthly.
Yeah, we have 4,000 visitors on ericzuli.com, and that all your information is on there as well. And, you know, we really appreciate you coming on today. We've got a Eric's going to come on for a second. And, you know, we have our recipe of the week and our nutritional fact, and we are so grateful to have you on, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
And we will be seeing you there March 11th. Get ready to go.
That's right. I'll be there.
And all Eric, right, Rodney, I hear Eric.
Forget about it.
So, Peggy, Nick, thank you for having me on, man. It's been great. And,
yeah.
And see you on,
I hear Eric in the background.
Awesome. Thank you for coming
on.
Hey,
Eric, Rodney. I hear you. I know you're on.
You there, Eric?
He must.
He might not be.
Yeah, Eric.
I don't know.
Eric.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah, I was saying what's up to Rodney. I was saying what's up to everybody, but I guess these headphones aren't working.
Oh, okay.
They were.
Technical difficulties.
But we do it the easy way.
We need to forget
so
about those technical
rolling
difficulties, man.
That's right.
Say hi to Rodney.
Hey, Eric.
Rodney's my man. Rodney, I really appreciate what he said about me, and that was an amazing testimonial. Yeah, I've known Rodney for years, man. Rodney, you still there?
Long time.
I'm here, brother.
Yeah.
Heck, I'm here, man. Just listening. Happy for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, what's going on, Rodney? You know, I met Rodney. I'll tell you when I met Rodney. I met Rodney when he was running for
the
think it was Carson City or Compton mayor.
Yeah, running for mayor. Right.
Yeah, mayor.
That's
Compton.
Right.
Yep. We were doing our thing in the community like we always do, and Roddy's my man. We're gonna have a lot of fun on the 11th, and you know it's all about giving back to these kids and teaching them about technology and teaching what they need to know in the school systems and trying to bring in a couple curriculars and things that the school systems kind of neglect to do. And I love the cause behind Prime Motivation. I'm looking forward to doing my thing on the mic. I'm looking forward to bringing some of my celebrity friends and my models and stuff, and I'll be there doing some interviews with certain people, and people can actually put in and win a raffle to be able to get an interview with me, and we're gonna do a lot of stuff, man. Everybody that's there, it's like a giant family, and we're all gonna unite to make a difference. I'm excited. What's going on, pizza guys?
Yeah,
Ready?
I can't wait either.
And Eric, I did want to send just two quick shout outs to 360, Brazilian Mist Wax, and also SoCal Auto Spas. They've been huge sponsors, man, and supporting us. And, yes, I can't wait to see you, man, on weather. And, you know, we're going to tell all our people, and thank you, man. Thank you for coming out to support, and let's do some great things for Prime Motivation.
Well, hey, Rodney, you need to sign up to our new social network, brother. You're talking to the new Mark Zuli, they're going to start calling me, the Mark Zuliberg.
Oh, hey, I'm with you. Hey, man, you can't do nothing but learn, man. When you've got it dialed in, so like I said, hats off to you, brother. And we all, hey, you got leaders of people, you know, trying to look up to you. So keep up the good work.
Hey, man, I really appreciate
it.
But we're gonna definitely bring you on our exclusive social network, which actually Celebrity Pizza Guy was one of the first members to actually join our new social network, which is very awesome, and it's very exclusive, and it's only for leaders that are like-minded, that are influencers. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's an awesome network. It really is.
And that's all forget about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's all forget about. You can share, you can like, you can hashtag, you can promote your stuff. We got over 30 high-quality influencers in one day. The second I sent a text, they all jumped on. Boom. So yeah, we're going to be really putting that out there and uniting these amazing influencers to make a difference for causes like Prime Motivation and stuff. And so Rodney, I'm going to shoot you a text, man. You need to sign up and say what's up to us and join the Real Digital Family. Penny's on there, Slubby Pete guy's on there. We just had Sharon Lechty, the creator of Rich Dad Poor Dad, join. Who else? We have the founder of Voice America. CEO of Agora Advantage, one of the top business solution providers, pretty much number one. I mean, like there's nothing but influencers on this network. I couldn't believe it, you know. So I love all my supporters. I love you guys, but I'm not going to take up any more of your airtime. I just wanted to pop on and tell everybody to just text. If you know me, check this out. Here's some new technology for y'all. If you know me, text my number, the word new. That's it. You'll get lined up on our new 2017 list and all the goodies. And if you don't know me, text EZWAY, E-Z-W-A-Y, to the number 21777. And just follow the instructions, and we'll keep doing it the easy
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
I love you guys, man. The show's awesome. The ratings are booming off the charts. Last time I looked, we were at 147,000 listeners for the month. You know
wow.
what I mean? So we're doing pretty well.
Wow.
We're booming.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And Rod and Rodney, you're helping putting those ratings back up there
yeah.
where they need to be.
Keep it rolling.
Man, it's an honor, and I thank you for having us on, and thank you for your support. Eric, you know, man, we'll see you on the red carpet, brother, like we always do, and, you know, we'll continue to support you as well.
Yes, sir. All right.
That's
I love
fantastic.
It. I'm going to shoot you a text, Rodney.
All
right, guys.
You,
so I'm going to take off so you guys can get back to your show, but I love you guys, and we always support Celebrity Pizza Guy and Penny Latham and the Forget About It Show. Make sure you listen. Make sure you subscribe. I support my boy Rodney, Alan Rippey, and, you know, keep doing it. It's a great show. Talk to you soon, guys.
Thanks.
Bye, Eric.
All right, Eric.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, well, you know, Rodney, I think that is a great thing, and I think that, you know, getting like-minded people together to, you know, raise money for a great cause, I think is really good, and we're looking forward to it, and we'll definitely make sure that we get you to build your pizza, create your pizza with Celebrity Pizza Guy, and
no, but Rodney, let's create your pizza right now.
Yeah, let's
what
get,
kind
let's,
of
let's
pizza
get,
would you like?
Yeah, what do you like on your pizza?
I got to tell you, I'm a guy, I like plenty of veggies. I like some nice garlic. I like onion. I like some red onion. Something
got your
gonna
pizza. Forget about it.
Oh man, I love it with you know. I gotta have my pepperoni. Man, I like Canadian bacon. I mean, I like a real robust pizza, extra sauce. Man,
but you
and
like
I, and
the
I
vegetables,
got.
Huh?
Yeah, I do. I like the vegetables. I really don't. I'm not a big
you like
garlic.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go through this real quick with you. You like fresh
this
garlic.
Is Rodney Allen Rippey. This is a Rodney Allen Rippey pizza.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, hey,
I like garlic.
Definitely like extra sauce on the pizza.
Sauce, forget about it.
Black olives, green bell pepper, red onion. I will definitely take pepperoni, Canadian bacon. And man, you know, I can deal with that. That's a pretty nice start right there.
That's called the Rodney Allen Rippey pizza.
That's right.
That's right.
Rodney Allen Rippey pizza.
All
right.
So I got to make sure I have all these ingredients just when I come March 11th.
Because you guys are going to create it together.
There you go.
We will. We'll create it. I promise you. I'll come and I'll be in my Rodney Allen Rippey apron. How you like that? I got custom.
I love it.
That's right. So it's going to be on.
Forget about it.
That's right. Forget about it.
Yeah, we got to hear that one more time.
Oh, forget about it.
There you go.
That's good.
All right, we're running off time here, Alan. This is Rodney.
Rodney, we're going to go on to our stuff. We're grateful to have you on, and we'll see you.
We have our two segments that we got to do. We're putting my recipe of the week, and she's going to do her
my health nutritional fact of the week. So, anyway.
Rodney,
yes.
Thank you very much for being
and
on
And I'm going to let you go.
And don't forget.
Yes.
Forget about it.
I'm gonna get out of here. Thank you guys for having me. Penny, I'm gonna hook back up with you because I'm also one of the corporate founders for Vaseo. Vaseo is a new company that just now broke that's gonna have the most ultimate supplements in it. I'll tell you about it later. I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.
Okay.
Thank you, Penny.
All right.
We're out,
man.
Man.
Thank
but
you
yeah.
very much.
Get ready to do some pasta pants.
Thank you, Rodney. Take care. So we're going to – do we have time for commercial?
No, we don't need commercial.
We don't need a commercial? Are you sure?
We're going to go right to the recipe.
Okay, well, we're going to go right to the recipe.
We're going to do
Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe of the week. Here you go.
Potato skin pie.
Ooh.
Imagine if you had, like, a potato and – no, a baked potato.
Okay.
With sour cream.
Okay.
With chives. And bacon. Well, we're going to make this into a pizza pie.
Really?
Are you ready?
Well, that sounds good.
So you get Colby Jack cheese, sliced Idaho potatoes, and with a sour cream base, topped with bacon and scallions.
Wow.
Serve with a side of sour cream. You bake it, make it, and eat it. And it's called Forget About It.
No kidding. That is a big forget about it. So I love potatoes, so that's really good. Well, now we're going to have our nutritional fact of the week. And, you know, I think that we definitely are about
good
food.
We had a good show.
Let me give my
better
nutrition.
Than last week.
You know, we always fight for the spot. It's like, hello, here we are.
Hey, it's my show.
It's your show, yes. your show with me is your sidekick. So, you know, the big thing that I'm going to discuss today, that's right, it's all mine. So what's really the big thing that is a real important thing out there that, you know, people are talking about is vitamin D. You know, and I think what brought this up is, you know, Nick's always in, he's always in the sun. He's Mr. Sunshine. And, you know, so I was looking up.
I've been in the sun since three months ago, because it's been raining for 3 months.
That's right. Yeah, we have to create sun inside.
In the northwest of California.
So vitamin D is such an important thing, and that's part of it. But getting the sun, getting outdoors is really important, and also making sure that that when you take vitamin D, you take the optimal levels of vitamin D, because everybody's level is different. And if you have diabetes, or if you have high blood pressure, or if you have obesity, you basically have lost what you are needing from that vitamin D, and so it stores in your fat cells. And so when you lose weight, it releases, and you do get to use it in your system. But most people don't understand. It doesn't cure diabetes to take more vitamin D, or it doesn't cure high blood pressure, and it doesn't cure obesity. But it definitely gives you more energy.
Bone density.
And it gives you, well, multiple things, not just that. But it does give you the energy that you need to keep your day going. And, you know, I think that, you know, once you level... You know, we're really jokesters, I swear. We can't do anything without intermingling with each other. Anyway, so, you know,
Bonnie and Clyde
on the Forget About It show. So, anyways, we love you guys. We think the world of you, and we want you to, you know, have a great week. And
you got to have a little extra fluff in your duff with this. That's just something new.
So we're grateful that we had Rodney on today.
Oh, great show.
And I don't know, we're going to try that.
And we're done.
I think we are done. We must be done.
I hear music.
I hear music too, so I guess that means don't forget.
God bless. See you next week. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!